What's up, everyone? It's Gavin or Tweak.
What's good? What's good? It's Marcus or Pink.
What up? What up? It's Charles or Chuck.
What's going on? You got Matt or has another week, another episode of Tweak Talks. It's our episode before Christmas, and I have great news, everybody. It's going to be a very whiteboard Christmas, all right? It's going to be a whiteboard episode for Christmas for the people. We heard you. Some people had to go and find their markers. Some people had to go and find their whiteboards. I'm not going to point any fingers. But we got there. We're ready to go. I'm ready to rock. We got some fun whiteboard content to go. Got to talk about the year overall for Ultimate, what we're looking forward to next year. Mix up some character move sets. We got some fun stuff planned for today. But before we get into that, how are you doing, Marcus?
Yep, I'm locked in.
Easy read, bro.
I'm locked in. My goodness. Yeah, I'm good. We have some okay plans for Christmas. I'll just say okay plans for Christmas. So that's cool. I have some family over. They've been over since Sunday. They'll be here until Christmas, and they're leaving. Life's been good. Work's been good. Kids been good. He's out of school for 2 weeks. Today was his last day, so that kind of sucks, but I get the parents, like, you know, when you're growing up and your parents are like happy that you're going to school. Like, I didn't get it, like, why they were so happy, but now I get it. Like, what do you mean? Like 8 hours out of my day, just freedom. All good.
I'm doing good. I don't know, for me, it was a little different. My mom liked it when I wasn't at school, so she could put me to work on the construction site. So, it's crazy. As a kid, I loved school because I was like, man, I'd rather be at school than working. You know what I'm saying? But what do you call that? It's been raining a lot in Waianae, and Waianae is the like west/dry side of the island. So usually we don't really get much rain. You know the place we hiked to, Gavin, that had the pond at the end? Icy ponds. So usually that place, yeah, that place has been dry for a long, long time. I've gone there after you came, and it's just the whole pond's dried out. But now it should be good because we had a whole week of rain. There's a bunch of waterfalls on the side of the mountain, something you don't really get to see until the winter time. And you don't even get to see the waterfalls on the mountain unless it rains for at least a couple of days straight. We had a week straight. Oh, yeah, it was beautiful. So we had a week of rain straight, so just caught up on a bunch of paperwork, and the rain let up a couple days ago, so I got the yard cut yesterday, so that was all done and good. What about you, Haz, so we don't skip you this week? How you doing?
Oh, I appreciate that. I'm good, dude. I'm really good. We do, my really close friends and I, you know, there's like a group of 6-7 of us who every year, and it's become like a really solid tradition, and I'm proud of it because I kind of started it and we all ran with it, which is fun. We call it our annual reindeer games is what it's called, where we go out at like, it used to be when we were all working in Boston, like in the city, we all like leave work early. Like we take a half day and meet up and get lunch and go out in the city and have drinks and like have a really fun time. And over time, it's really evolved to all of us took this Monday off. We're recording this on Tuesday. Is that right? Yeah. Took Monday off. And we went to MFA, which is the Museum of Fine Arts in Boston. They had a really dope exhibit on watercoloring, which is really cool. It was Winslow Homer, who is a Massachusetts local painter. He is awesome. The exhibit was amazing. Went out, had a really fun night, a lot of good food, good drinks, all that stuff. And I'm tired, but it's such a fun tradition where we all just get together and like take a day off of work and just hang out. And similar to Marcus said, you know, a lot of my friends have kids now, and it's hard for them to get out and get a day where the kids are in daycare and they have the day off, you know, so we can all get together and really spend a day together. So it was awesome. It's become a really fun tradition. So I'm great. I'm tired, but I'm good. I'm ready for this Christmas break to hit. I'm ready to get into next year and get ready for Let's Make Big Moves and all the tournaments. Genesis coming up. Like the next year is like starting to think about next year a lot, but I'm going to enjoy the rest of this year for sure. Get through Christmas, which is always fun and all that good stuff. So yeah, I'm doing good. Finally got, and Gavin was there for it. I got my shiny Hitmonlee, which was insane. I haven't even made the tweet yet about it. 14,000 encounters in Fire Red, Leaf Green. It was a tough one, but I finally got it. It was very satisfying. So I'm very happy about that. Gav, what's going on, man? How you doing?
What's up? I'm doing all right. I'm also tired. I'm looking forward to seeing family on Christmas. B has like basically like a week off, which is cool. I don't know. I've been playing a lot of Ultimate. It's exhausting, but it's good to get the reps in. I'm not used to attending so many tournaments so frequently. Shouts to everyone I've been hanging out with. It's been a really good time. I honestly haven't even been playing much like online. I feel like it's like I don't feel the need to play online as much because I've been getting so many reps in offline, which is kind of cool. So we'll see how much that impacts and changes my streaming. But yeah, I'm doing well. All right, see ya. It's a good episode.
Bro, nice. It just reminds me of that guy who tweeted said Tweet Talks when there isn't a super major to yap about. Like, dude, bro, it was so
that
funny.
Tweet was so funny, bro.
So where do you guys want to go to college? It's like not we should do we need to recreate that it at was one very point. Funny. We gotta recreate that at one point. It was so funny. Yeah, that was good stuff. But yeah, I mean, obviously, you know, Gab, I'd like to talk about, you know, anyone who's been watching, you've been going to regionals and locals and stuff. You've been going like 98% Sephiroth. And as always, your characters are a point of interest. Before we get into the whiteboard content, do you want to talk about your character lineups or nah? Are we just going to move on? I thought he was going to go, nah.
Like, I honestly was ready.
I was ready for it too. I was like, all right, get the right whiteboards ready.
I just been really wanting to be as good with Sephiroth as I can. I think getting the reps in is good. I've talked about it with y'all a little bit. That's pretty much it. I just think it would be so awesome to really perform well with him at like a big tournament. And I've noticed just from playing him a lot in brackets that I have been getting better. Maybe that's not the right word, but like gaining confidence and stuff.
Yeah,
it's about as simple as that, really. I've been reviewing like a lot of VODs, and it just really feels like getting the reps in has been really nice. I'm looking forward to let's make big moves. We'll see what the character ratios are like there, but I do intend on using a lot of Sephiroth just because I don't know. I guess I'll just say, I feel like winning a big tournament with Sephiroth would be like the final check mark on the bucket list for Ultimate. Cause I've done a lot in Ultimate, but I haven't really like won a big tournament using like set solo Sephiroth. I think that'd be really cool. So it's like kind of like the idea that got everything started. Cause the game's pretty old. And I've done a lot of stuff, but that's like one thing that I feel like would be really satisfying for me. So I'm basically going along with that idea and going from there.
You that was like a thing you said a few years back.
Yeah, I have never stuck with it, but
yeah.
Thanks, solo.
Oof. Yeah, pretty smart, huh?
Yeah, you're Cole's going to the casino. Yeah, casino,
exactly.
Bracket casino time.
I mean, honestly, isn't he already doing that?
Low key. True. Oh, yeah. But it's way
harder. Yeah. Like, yeah.
Dude, low key, it's the same stuff, bro.
He really is tired.
Yeah, it's been mostly like, I always talk about this on the show, like putting pressure on your experimental characters or whatever it may be. Like, you know, you're down a game and you want to go your other character, but you just stick it out. Like it can really help. So I'm just hoping it leads to something great eventually, especially when like the bigger tournaments come along. I don't know. It is simply... I remember someone came up to me at a tournament and was like, it's so cool that you still believe in Sephiroth, like blah, blah, blah. And I was like, wait.
Halt.
I do not.
There's a miscommunication happening here.
So that was funny. Or like someone came up to me at my local and was like, how good do you think Sephiroth is? And I'm just like,
oh,
very low. And they're just like, why do you play him? And I'm like, shit. Good question.
Great windscreen.
dude, the best.
It doesn't get really good. You're working hard for that windscreen. I mean,
hey,
it hits.
It does hit. Dude,
winning the tournament and walking away from the setup while the windscreen is on fire, pretty raw.
Would you rather he did the sword one or the one where he just disappears into the fire?
I like the sword one the most.
I think it's the coolest.
I just like the voice line he says the most. So,
it's interesting too because I mean you said it as well. Like your decision, I'm seeing it because I've watched pretty much every local since you've been back, especially since you started going Sephiroth more. I was watching the Bayo arc as well a little bit, but that arc seems to be a little bit over.
Yeah.
Oh, it's Sephiroth. I've been watching pretty much every tournament you've gone to. I think I have actually almost every set, and it's just it's getting. At first I was like, because I think like historically, someone stop me if I'm wrong, but I think I've been your Sephiroth's strongest soldier for a very long time in terms of using him specifically for some matchups like Ice Climbers, Luigi, like whatever, but you're going like more all out with him, which is also, I think it's fine. Like whatever, you're doing your own thing, which is great. I've also completely given up on trying to convince you to do anything in terms of characters or whatever. It's your journey. Cool. It's pointless. It doesn't matter. Anybody can tell you anything. It doesn't matter. You're doing your own thing, which I do respect. I think I also hate it, but I do respect it as well. You're doing your own thing always, which is great. But it's gotten, your Sephiroth has gotten a lot more, a lot quicker and a lot in, I mean this in like a good way, like cheesier, where you're able to, not like, you know, like cheesing people, but you're like, you're actually optimizing and following up and like looking for things. Like you're kind of just like, initially when you were picking him back up, it felt like you were kind of just piecing together one or two hit sequences and that was it. It's like, bro, that is not enough for this tall, skinny man. Like, that is not enough. Like, he's got to do like 90. He's got to do a ton. You need to like follow. It's just, he requires a lot and it's tough. And at first I was like, I was starting to lose faith. But as you've been going, it's becoming more automatic and I'm seeing you do better things and trickier things and cooler things. And it's like, it's coming back, which I think is really cool to see kind of in real time. So I do like that a lot. And I told you this the other night, but when I watched you play in the regional that Syrup and Zomba were at, it was like, when I watched Zomba play Rob, I'm like, that guy is fucking automatic. Like, it is so
Arcus sent me a message too, like, damn, he is really fucking good.
I love watching tournaments with Marcus, like, as like a chat partner. Like, that's always fun.
Yeah.
But he just, like, that's the thing. Like, and I think that's why his lasers are so good too. Like, I think that's a part of it. Like, I'm just thinking about next year. I'm really excited to see what Zomba does, especially at Genesis, because he has been a, you know, Genesis tournament champion in the past. I'm excited to see what he does at Let's Make Big Moves. Like, he's playing really well at the regional. I feel like he's been traveling a ton and playing really well consistently a lot. He's got the endurance down. Like I said, it's tough because Zomba, love him as a player, but like it's Rob, which is, you know, that's tough to root for. But Zomba, I don't know, the way he plays, it doesn't matter. He's one of those characters that like, or one of those players that like is above his character. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's very rare for me to root for Rob, is all I'm saying. Like, if two randoms I don't know, one of them's playing Rob, probably not rooting for that guy like super hard. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But when it's Zomba, I'm like, shit, this is some good Smash Bros. Like, this shit is crazy. He's so fast, man. And that's where I'm like, where I'm seeing your Sephiroth start to like, it's like the Matrix where when Morpheus says he's starting to believe, you know what I mean? Like, you're starting to like see the sequences and like, you know, really think ahead and like string things together. So I appreciate it. And I'm excited to see what you do with Seph, and who knows what's going to happen with your characters as always, who knows?
Yeah. it would just be cool. It would be cool.
No one, I don't think anyone disagrees with that.
Simple.
That'd be wrong. There you go.
Do you guys think we've entered the phase that we're in Smash 4 when Ultimate got announced? Are we there yet? Have we been there?
I thought we were there at one point.
We've been there.
We're past that. I think we've gone where no man has gone before.
Yeah, it's definitely something new entirely.
This is different. Yeah,
it's a new. It's beyond that.
Yes.
I remember during that era going to Wednesday night fights, and there'd be just 12. It would be 12 player locals, and like, well, I mean the. The players that showed up to Wednesday night fights grand finals is usually Sonic versus me, Gunner, and I had to commentate that solo. So I got a lot of commentator practice.
I got a lot of practice.
Well, I was just Cassie's like, let's fucking go.
You're gonna learn how to fill air, Chuck.
Yeah. After I lost to probably one of them, and I'm like salty I was one of the 12 people that didn't make it there, and I'm just commentating grand's final, like reset solo by myself. Like, it's me, Gunner, Sonic. Some dark times.
I struggled. I think that's such a good point, too. I struggled so hard, like, back when I was competing a lot and really cared about ranking and, like, all that stuff.
Yeah.
I struggled so fucking hard to cast after I was, like, I lost and I just felt I hated the game and I hated the character and I hated all this other stuff. It's so hard to separate those two things. But when I did well, man, that was some fire commentary. You know, like, I only lost to Mars twice or some shit. And it's like, all right, that's fine. Feel good about that, you know, like, that's cool, like, all good, all good. But yeah, that is the struggle. I can't, dude, I'm ready to put some time into a new Smash game. I mean, I'm still enjoying playing Smash right now. It's been a little while, but I've been enjoying it when I do hop on. So, but I think everyone's ready, bro. What's up?
I have a question.
Uh-oh.
Now, when you say big, like big tournament, like, what are we classifying? Like if you won last weekend, does that count?
No. That doesn't count. I will say Charles was talking about, like,
honest
12 entrant local type stuff, but my region does well. Both regionals I went to capped. I go to, like, Bears and it's like 40 something people. I go to my Thursday local and it's like at least 20 something people.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I don't feel like we're there, but I don't know if the samples, like, the base community is just so much larger. You know what I'm saying?
I think it's
just, I see what you're saying.
It's something different for, like, bad and good reasons, I think. Like, some of us have just, like, accepted what the situation we're in. Like, I don't, it's just, it's something else. Like, but yeah, like, the game does well. In my area, like, there's, like, a different type of tournament every 5 seconds. So, but it's, like, kind of always been like that for Tri-State, I guess. There's just always something to do. But yeah, both regionals I went to capped.
See, that's amazing.
I mean, there was a lot of really good, when I got there, which is unfortunate. Sorry, Jude, you definitely could have made it.
just but, you, dude. I love Jude. He rules.
Let's go, Jude.
He rules. Yeah, I guess that's a great
point. But I meant, like, a super major. To answer Marcus's question.
What if...
What is a super major, though?
What if it's an invitational with, like...
What college do you guys want to go to?
36 people, and they're all cracked.
I mean, I would be happy, like, probably just as happy or, like, slightly less happy. But, like, I'm talking, like, you know... Winning.
S plus plus.
We'll winning. Know. We'll winning. Know. Yeah. You know what I mean? I don't think. Yeah.
Like, winning Genesis with Sephiroth type shit. Like, wouldn't that just be fire?
Dude, if you win Genesis with Sephiroth.
Aren't you just the greatest player of all time? He's right.
I would shave my head bald if you won.
You want to shake?
I'll shake on
Let's
that.
All do it.
Okay. No.
Yeah.
And Gavin. Gavin has to shave his head bald too, so we're all in it.
Bro, I have a buzz cut every day, most of the time.
Very fair, light hair. He's basically there. Wait. He has to grow his hair out. That's what he has to do.
Go back to the
Sephiroth
hair. Yeah.
Sephiroth length hair. Dude, that's great. We should do our best.
Shave it. Has will shave it.
Chris. No. Oh, Chris. No. Chris. Producer Chris.
Any volunteers?
No, Charles will. I think that's
worry,
one
he's
though.
Not going to do it. Ain't no way.
Chris goes, yeah, and he just never shows his face. He's like, yeah, I did it. Yeah,
I would. Okay, if Gavin wins Genesis with Sephiroth, instead of me congratulating and realizing how good, like, how well Gavin played that weekend, I would instead roast everyone else and call them shit at the game
with a
if
bald
they
head.
Let
with,
Gavin
but you'll be you'll
with
have a
bald head, head. Yes. With a bald. I will be flaming and
who's
raging
this angry
with
bald
a bald
man
head.
Yelling.
Yeah. telling me I suck at the game because I lost to Sephiroth that throws out, like, double-digit frame data moves all the time, and you lost to that.
Yeah, but he has cool voice lines. Everything about
true.
That.
Yeah.
I know it's important.
He has an extra jump.
Sometimes. And then sometimes I feel like he should
when
have
you
it.
Get
and
the
he
wing,
doesn't. Yeah.
You get the wing, yeah.
And then sometimes he's up 3-1 and he also has it. It's like, how did that happen? I don't know. But there it is. That shit
Sephiroth
doesn't make any
mass,
sense.
It's just really willpower. Weird.
It's will. You just have to want it bad enough, and then the wings spawn. Bro. Next match, like, in a VR headset with, like, a mood ring amplifier. It's like,
it's like he clearly wants it.
Yeah,
he clearly wants it.
This is about what player wants it more. Literally,
You're framed out of changes as your willpower changes.
Yo, hold on. This is kind of hype.
If you really wanted it, your F tilt would have been hitting the neutral. Dude, zone, but
I've been watching too much DBZ. This shit sounds hype. Like, this is great. I was like, hell yeah.
Imagine Spargo doing like a space backer on Gavin, and he has so much willpower that the Diddy Kong up smash scoops him, even max range space just scoops all
Spargo's of it. Spargo's backhanding your shields like, you could shield grab this if you wanted it enough. But you just don't want it enough. Backer. You just don't want it.
Every metafy session would be so lit. Like, oh, dude, you should just want it more. Like, that's
oh,
all.
You clearly just didn't, you didn't want it enough. Damn, you should have wanted it
30,
more.
30 minutes of, well, see here, you just.
That would have been true. More. That would have been true. If that was me, that would have been.
I mean, low key, sometimes it is where it's just like, oh, well, you just fucked up there. Like, you just need to practice that more because you're ass and you're not like doing the combo correctly or whatever, right? Like, so sometimes it's true. Shield grabbing Spargo's perfectly spaced back air. Well, dude, that doesn't
keep
work.
Keep trying, guys. Just keep trying. Just keep neutral get upping versus light. If you want it enough, he's not going to get the weak dash. Like, you just have to want it more.
I've been enjoying watching your locals too, though. Some fun players in your region. And to go back to Charles's question about, do we think, I thought he was more talking about the meta and like where we are with like character development and like how people are feeling about like being ready for another game, not like actual attendance. I think that's a great point to bring up, is that I feel like attendance is pretty damn good, especially at majors and stuff. Like, things are much better than they were in Smash 4 when we hit.
Definitely an argument people make all the time.
That's good. Yeah, I love that.
When it's doom and gloom, everyone's like, oh, but look at this. Obviously, it's a very complicated conversation and things aren't that simple, but it is obviously a good point that we're still here.
That's like, yeah, that's what people check, is like, you know, the stream numbers or like the Steam numbers too, like when a game's live, like how, like what's the chart, Steam chart, there you go, that's what it, what's the Steam chart, it's called Steam chart,
local Steam charts.
Yeah, exactly, yeah, and attendance for majors I think is a big one, you know, all this stuff. Mm-hmm. And it is an old game, you know, it's still great though, like there's still so many different storylines and things that are so cool, and like I don't know, I still love Ultimate obviously more as a caster and whatever these days. I just don't play as much, but I still love it, dude. I mean, I watch, if there's a tournament on, I'd be watching. Gavin and I, dude, the Friday morning classic, bro. We got the Friday morning Japan classic now. That tournament's
there's these like online tournaments, and sometimes if I wake up early enough, I like check YouTube and there's just like this live Wi-Fi Japan tournament, and it just has like all the usual players.
Yeah, it's awesome.
It's just like Mia versus Raru.
Yep. Ashimo, like whatever.
I'm just like, oh,
sweet.
I'm so jealous of that. Well, internet,
it's
man.
Like, all like, I have to like piece together who's who, because it's like Japanese casting. Like it's not like some of the other events where like I can like some of the names are in English and stuff. Like I literally just have to like figure it out. But it's kind of crazy how it's like the usual players. Like it's like Hurt. Rarikusu won one of them, I remember. I go to my local and I wake up early the next day and just watch more Smash.
Even for the Hawaii local scene, I don't go to every tournament, but when I can go, I do go, and they're still hover around 20 to 40, which is way bigger than it was in Smash 4. I mean, so, and I would also make the argument that when a new Smash game gets announced, I think we'll see local attendance going up. So
100 man locals are probably going to be very.
Yeah. I think it'll be a reverse effect from Smash 4.
Best
because I think
grand.
Ultimate's just.
You got to get out of the venue. Best of three grand.
Love that shit though. I love that shit.
What?
It's fire, dude.
But yeah.
I don't be playing. So I'm just like, I don't know the vibe of it. Sure. Not like, not that I like best.
That shit is.
Not that I like shorter sets, but I love like the feeling of like, bro, this is like a real place where real people are, and we need to get the fuck out.
We're just
out.
Playing
like,
mini Evos, bro.
I
like,
love
oh,
that shit.
Top, yeah, so it's a local.
Best of five is stuff, grands only, or some shit. Like I'm like, god damn, bro.
Man, well, fuck, bring the portable setup, man. Play at the parking lot, shit. Like that's, you know, that's what I'm saying. Come on.
What?
Yeah, you want best of five? Bring the portable setup. You know, Charles knows.
I guess.
Marcus knows.
He don't.
Marcus be playing PM friendlies in the parking lot. Actually, you guys had a venue that was open very late. Xanadu was open super late. I remember
that. It was for us, technically.
Yep. Yeah. Well,
depending on who was there.
Yeah. W. That shit, dude. I love that stuff. It's just different being a part of the real life community, man. It's crazy.
Yeah.
It rules. That's all I'm saying. I'm not saying like, oh, best. It should just be best of one. Obviously, that would rule.
Well, that would be way better.
That would be cool. Yeah.
One stock, best of one. Best of three is too many games. Like, I'm not.
You are tired. That's true.
Yeah.
One Sephiroth. My goodness.
Best of one Sephiroth. Genesis.
One stock. Would he get wing faster if it was just one stock? Like, if you both had one stock?
Bro, he might right? get wing.
Ain't.
I mean, you can try to get it.
Think of a rule set that'll benefit several of them. I'm telling you,
it doesn't exist. Which is that's not great.
Yeah,
he's not very. He's kind of weird in Squad Strike. I think isn't he better though? The wing is different. Like he gets it easier. I think in Squad Strike, it's weird.
I mean, the main buff is you only have to play one stock of Sephiroth.
It's so inconsistent. I think it's so crazy that PT can't do the switch stuff in Squad Strike because the trainer isn't in the background.
Yeah. You know, I was Squad Strike's strongest soldier too, but it had too many weird nuances to it. So close to working and just didn't. Like, because I love that mode because it was in that version, whichever version of PM.
Is Lucario trash?
No, he's a GOAT, bro. Oh, and Squad Strike specifically. I don't know. He's probably great because you put him last. You put him last, he's always gonna at least be at whatever aura, like at least even aura. So yeah.
No, I think he's ass.
Is he? I don't know, dude.
You know, I don't know.
I don't remember.
I don't remember either. Hey, he rules. How's that for an answer?
Okay.
True. W. Hey, I actually have three for a Squad Strike team now. That's not Ryu, Ken, Terry, Simon, Richter. Like, just
Echo Fighter extraordinaire.
Ooh, speaking of Echo Fighter, can we get into our whiteboard content? Is everyone good with that?
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay, I came up with an idea. I thought, when did I type this? Oh, 10 a.m. I think I came up with it in the middle of the night. Like, I had an idea. I was like, this would be good whiteboard content. It's super random. We're going to give three different characters, and maybe this might need a little cooking. Like, I'm not sure if this is going to work perfectly the first couple times, but you get three characters, and you replace one of their moves with a different character's move. And I don't want to mix like, oh, you give Mario's up smash, you replace with like Donkey Kong up B. Like, we're not doing that. Like, up smash for up smash, you know, back air for back air, whatever. So I had three examples in the chat, and what we're going to do is we're going to rank how strong or how much better, who benefits the most from this change of move. So the three I came up with were Yoshi replaces his up B with Captain Falcon's, Kirby replaces his side B with Bayonetta's. And Bayonetta, like, always thinking of her, man, her moveset is so weird. Like, when I came with that one, I was like, she's so weird. Like, even trying to replace any of her B moves is weird. And then Wolf replaces his Nair with Wario's. It's random. I don't think there's, like, a true right answer, which is fun. And I think you just got to argue your case. So those are the three I came up with, if you guys want to rank them on your whiteboard. So Yoshi with Falcon's up B, Kirby with his side B being Bayonetta's, and Wolf with replacing his Nair with Wario's.
I mean, I already have my answer.
Who do you think benefits the most? Who do you think benefits the second most? Who do you think benefits
the most? At the person who's at the top is who benefits the most. My goodness, that Chuck board is gigantic. I know,
it's so good, dude. It's so good.
Brother is painting. wait, so my bad.
Like, who do you think? Like, does Kirby move up the most in the tier list or become the most threatening, or does Yoshi? I don't know if it's move up. Just, I don't know. Argue your case, I guess. I don't think it's who is the best of that list, because like, some of these characters are just always gonna be like, if we give Little Max someone else's up B, he's probably always still gonna be the worst character on the list or whatever, you know what I mean?
Yeah, it's who benefits the most.
Who benefits the most, yeah.
Who benefits the most?
Yeah.
Wait.
I know it's kind of tricky, bro. I thought I had an answer, but I don't think I did.
Yeah, I'm locked in. Now I'm the person.
I didn't.
You
even
had to find a random marker. My bad. Y'all might need to squint.
That's okay. As long as, the point is that you have to lock in before. So,
yeah, I didn't have to hesitate at all.
Really?
Yeah, it's easy. I just need to understand.
It's easy.
Yeah. These three examples are super. Is easy. Yeah. For at all least right. three.
And now I'm starting to feel like maybe I'm trolling.
Wait, I
know. If you're all so confident, I feel
all right.
Confident.
We lock it in. When do we lock it in?
Locked in, bro.
Locked in.
That was
when you lock in, you put that marker away. No changing answers after you see someone else's. You hold these, you hold the other side of the board up.
Who's going first?
I'll go first because I'm scared.
Wait, all we right. all go at the same time?
Okay, yeah, we can do the same time. That makes more sense. All
right, I can't even see. Gavin, did you write anything?
No, it's the other side. Oh, you did? All right, ready? Three.
Oh, okay.
We'll flip on go. Three. I'll give Charles. He needs some space. Okay.
My goodness.
I'm ready.
Three, two, one, go. Wolf Kirby. Okay, so Gavin said Wolf Kirby Yoshi. Marcus said Kirby Wolf Yoshi. Charles said Kirby Yoshi Wolf, and I said has said Kirby Wolf Yoshi. So I'll explain mine first. I think Kirby getting something with that many jumps, he's so immobile in the air that getting something like ABK and being able to, he could probably combo back air out of that. He could probably get some.
He gets crazy one hit after.
Yeah, but that's really good. Dude, he needs like a gap closer though. He can't move. Like he's
so he has funny. No air mobility, so yeah, you exactly. Give him a fucking souped up Fox illusion.
But at like low percent, it ain't that crazy.
I think him getting like side B up air, like I don't know, it sounds fun.
That's it.
Well, no, he gets another side B.
Who'd you have, Gavin? Wolf?
Yeah,
you would get
the multiple ABKs. It works just like Bayonetta's. Yeah.
Yo, Kirby dive kicking.
Yo, my Kirby yes, with exactly, Bayo side B would sauce your
dive kick was like the secret
shitty Wario Nair. Like that's
I gotta
a
stand on what I said though. I just forgot about the second
dive ABK. Dive kick is like the secret like X factor as to why you could justify it being number one. Like that move. That's what I was saying about Bayo. Is like her moves are so fucking crazy. It's like
dude,
that's
hard. Multiple moves.
Dive kick and do down air fast fall to the ground.
Well, he gets out of disadvantage better. Like he moves in the air more. I'm like, it just, it's like
he has a lot of audio what... clip for it too. Like you just yeah. Make the Kirby noise.
It's like a lot of what he needs. Oh, dude, you can do side B, B reverse neutral B and like inhale. Hold on. Wait. And then I had Wolf at number two. I think his there is like good, but I think having something like Wario's and being able, I don't know with his, the way he moves in the air too.
It sounds like a nerf and it could be.
Yeah.
But I would show y'all some fucked up shit.
I think the clips you can get out of it, like into side beam stuff, like it just sounds nasty. I don't know how it actually work. I don't know about the frame data or how much advantage he has or what would actually work, but it sounds fucking crazy. And as a Shoto player, him having a multi-hit aerial is important because he doesn't have that.
Not break seven like the rest of his movies.
Exactly. It breaks up the tempo too. So I was torn between Wolf and Kirby for number one. And then Yoshi, like, I think Yoshi having Falcon's up B is neat, but he already has a command grab in the air. And I think Eggs
help him. He has good out of shield too.
Yeah, and I think he has, like, I think Eggs help him in matchups as well. Whereas Falcon's up B, it would be nice. Like,
Falcon's up B is my least favorite move in the game.
Totally. He'd be annoying, but I don't think it would help him as much as it would help the others. So, because I think losing Eggs, you could argue it's like, that sucks in some matchups. So, yeah. I don't know. I think it's a fun concept, and those are the three I came up with. So, if anyone wants to, I don't know. So my order was Kirby, number one, Wolf, and then Yoshi. Gavin, same. What was yours? Marcus had the same. Hold on. What's
mine was Wolf, go? Number one, Kirby, number two, Yoshi, number three. Bro, y'all need to truly, like, Wolf would have some shit.
Okay, but the thing, okay, for
bro,
me.
He'd have Nair, Shine, Bear.
It's who benefits the most.
Yeah.
Like, if it were, like, who, I don't know. I don't know how to explain it.
No, it's
like,
Wolf. I think I still
it's,
think
no, 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 no. Because like, okay, so like, Wolf Nair is already good, right?
Yep.
And then like, you replace it with like a better Nair, like cool. But like, think about Kirby's side B,
bro. But Wolf still has crazy like, air mobility. Like
that
it would
move
still be crazy.
Yeah. Yeah
but like Kirby doesn't even have a side B. Like that move.
Kirby has no burst options.
And then like, out of nowhere,
fundamentally change the character.
Yeah, and then out of nowhere,
and
Kirby just gets ABK.
But Kirby
yeah.
doesn't even have air mobility. Like it's still going to be kind of rigid.
Yeah, but it's way better than the.
What if Diddy Kong
it
didn't
is
have
way
monkey
better,
flip?
But like,
I wonder how shitty that character would be if Diddy Kong did not have monkey flip. Because Diddy Kong's another character that has no air mobility and relies
okay,
on a special.
We have to give him something. What are we giving him?
Kirby side.
Kirby side.
Yeah.
Banana.
What's up?
Banana hammer.
Kirby side.
Banana hammer.
Banana.
Wait.
Did we just buff
Diddy Kong number one? So yeah, I think too, Marcus. I agree because it's like Kirby's like a bad character right now, and I think this makes him like maybe playable, like maybe like good, like maybe decent.
I'm not getting hit by Kirby's ABK.
Whereas Wolf. How much does he move up the tier list getting that Nair? Like how
he
much
kills
does
he people.
Goes down? He goes down. That's
oh,
a
weird.
Well, I don't know if he goes down.
I don't know about that, but I do appreciate
what it's you're not saying. Even about the move being better. It's about what will the possibilities are. Like,
I wish we had Drew down here.
I don't care about arguing between Wolfnair and WarioNair, but I do care about the strings that will exist.
Yeah, but you're also losing how much space you command. Well, neutral tech chases. Wolf
can't kill would disappear.
This is a W change. And imagine that animation on Wolf. Pretty hilarious if you think about it. Think about it. You all pictured it. It's pretty good. Doesn't fit. Well, I mean,
still make, you know how like he has like the like metal like.
Oh noises? Yeah. I thought you were gonna say he's the Wario sound effects, like the balloon, like the woo, like just floating around.
If you're just hitting people with Nair and at like 60, and you just shine bear them and they die consistently, dude, at some percent, then I can
bear.
Agree.
You would just
then
bear.
I
you would just bear.
Well, yeah, at around
yeah,
like
turn around, yeah,
yeah, 80 or 90 or whatever, like.
It sounds fun. Like really, that sounds like the most fun change to me too.
Dude, that sounds so fun. It's insane.
Yeah, I'm just envisioning how hard it is for Gluto in today's meta to hit a Wario Nair on Wario, which probably has better aerial stats.
Dude, his combined with his existing pressure and projectile and bro.
Whew.
Dude, imagine like doing down throw dash attack tech chase when like Nair 2 is a threat, or like up throw neutral air with a platform. Bro, I'm telling you, bro, that shit would be so broken.
I was cooking with that combo.
Yeah, you were.
I was cooking.
I feel like that's the main reason I was like, yeah, we should do this.
Think about Wolf with Wario's Nair. It's so funny.
Like, I don't know. That shit would be so broken. His ledge trapping would be kind of scary in some spots if you get up into the Nair too and he just fucking back air you at 60.
I think so too.
He would just spike you. He would just spike you.
That is true.
He would have splash combos out of Nair.
That'd be fire.
But he has splash combos out of
Nair. I'm telling you.
He do.
I think it's Kirby still, but I do.
Yeah, it's Kirby for sure.
I do appreciate it.
I'm hearing you.
I appreciate it, yeah.
Yeah, but...
Did anyone not
Kirby have... gets next to you, that is so, like... The reason why Kirby sucks is because Kirby cannot get close to you. It's not but like we're saying Kirby sucks. Like, can't we know go anywhere Kirby if does.
It doesn't connect.
Yeah, you just go to the ledge.
Like, he got 30 jumps.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh my god, I just realized jumps. You can turbo plank with this character.
Yes!
My bad. Bad game design, my fault. He ABKs you once,
okay,
gets
okay.
it back, and then he just grabs ledge and just keeps it. It's like, dude.
I had Wolf at three, and I had Yoshi above Wolf. But after talking about it, I will say I would, after this conversation, move
on. I didn't even know you had Yoshi.
I'm pretty sure Yoshi getting Falcons up B is a giga nerf. Like, it's,
yeah, it sounds
fair. I think you'd at least argue that it is, for sure.
Those Yoshi edgeguards would go crazy, though.
I think there'd be certain spots where the up B would be way better than egg lay.
But egg also is good for
like ledge trapping and stuff, just like killing people.
But well, also like you're not dead immediately if you get footstool or something anymore, which is really
like
nice.
A niche thing. But I was also thinking that too. Yeah, it's a good point.
But then I was just thinking like you go on a free fall after your up B, like who, like
that is funny.
But yes, Yoshi's double jump still though. Imagine chasing someone down and you have Falcons up B. It's cool. Yeah,
I'm good.
it helps Yoshi's.
It's a lot harder to visualize. The other two, you can see the gameplay in your head.
I mean, I can visualize it, and I just think about like every scenario that egg comes into play, and I'm just like, you can't do those. You have to have Falcon up B.
That Yoshidora clip would have never happened, bro.
That's true.
Hey, he'd have a different one though. Let's be for real. He'd have a different one with a Falcon up B. All right. That was great. Does anyone else want to come up with someone?
Do we have to think of three, just like three randoms?
You know what? Yoshi does have a good jab one mix-up game. If he had the Falcon up B while like pressuring your shield, that would be kind of cute.
Saying like it seems interesting. It's so different is all I'm saying.
I'm reaching because nothing is as broken as Wolf with Wario Nair.
Chuck's locking in.
He's locking in. Okay, we'll solve while you're typing.
That, Charles, drawing like an example or something.
Well, no, I like having it written down so I can think about it. So I'm glad he's typing it. But yeah, you're coming up with an example, right, Charles?
I'm going up on this power creep.
Oh, he's
oh no,
oh no.
Here,
Mario with C blocks, Luigi with C block, and Shulk with C block.
So boring.
And no, there's no bands on Moonstars. You can do whatever you want.
Yeah, well,
I just try to think of like cool moves on characters. Like I don't know. I didn't put any thought into mine, honestly.
I want them to change the character. Like to me, when I think Wolf with Wario Nair, it's just like, okay, he gets better combos. Like, which is
it's fun to think about though.
I guess his out of shield his out of shield is better, right? His out of shield is better. That's a big point too. That wasn't brought up. Because Wolf's out of shield is ass. So like now with that in mind, I'm like way more convinced because that's an actual problem Wolf had and it's being solved, right?
See, I knew bringing this to you guys was like, because you guys are way more into like, you know, frame data and like the science behind Smash than I am. And I'm just like, that sounds fun. You know, like let's do that. Cool.
Damn, I can't think of a third character. I might need a minute.
Bro, I just random moves. Like,
yeah.
Okay, so wait. So, okay. He's back. Okay. Mario. Wait, we gotta type it.
I'll type it. Go ahead. You can just say it. I'll type it.
Okay. Mario with Lucario side B.
Boy. What?
Ooh.
Okay.
What the heck?
Hey, you said it's random.
That voice clip, he's gonna have fire instead.
He goes, ooh!
Aegis with what? That's kind of hard
because you'd have to pick one of them unless you're switching or down B, which is awesome.
Switching the never mind. Lucina with Sora counter or Sora down B, and who else is in the game? Donkey Kong with Bowser side B.
Okay, I'm in.
I think we just spoiled it.
Oh, that one's kind of fun. They're just not as good as those two. Damn, I like the characters I picked for the first two. They're just so powerful that like.
Does Mario get the aura?
You have to say it scales with aura. Okay. Like he get just on that move though. Like he doesn't.
Yeah, he doesn't.
Okay, I got three. All right. Wait, Marcus, did you come up with three? Sorry, I wasn't listening.
I just hit enter on the chat, sorry. I think I got this one. I feel good about my answer. Oh, Mark, I think you muted Mark.
Okay, we're good.
I'm locked in.
Yeah, we're good.
Gavin?
I'm good. I've been
Charles is doing his right now. Okay, perfect. Yeah. But yeah. And we could also do like, you know, this is the first version of this, but obviously we're open to feedback from the chat. Sometimes I feel like it might be easier to choose one move and apply it to three different characters and see, but this is also just random and fun. So, you know, whatever.
It's very fun.
I think it's great. Yeah, you get to like, you know, make a character. I'll come up with another one too.
Wait, you said Mario gets aura?
Only on side B.
Just
only
on side B. Just on side B.
That was side B. No, he doesn't. No, he does not get raw, or he does not get to steal that. That's my guy Lucario's thing.
I like the side B missing hitbox still increases with size.
Yeah, and the power of the command throw. Yeah.
And we're just talking about how much it benefits the character, right?
Benefit.
Yeah. Like, who do you think? Yeah, who do you think gets the most out of it? And it's not even necessarily like who goes higher in the tier list, but because like you think about like the wolf.
But we can
like,
pick bottom tier.
The wolf would. Yeah.
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 Like you think about the Wolf Kirby thing that we came up with. It's like Wolf might benefit more, but he didn't go up as much on the tier list because he has less room to move. Right. Which is, but it gets more competitive the higher up you get too, though. But you could argue it anyway. It's all good.
All right, I'm ready.
We're good?
Yeah.
All right, reveal in three. Oh, Charles put his marker away. All right, 3, 2, 1, flip.
Dude, my light? Like, I need to figure out a good angle. Oh,
Did we all do the same thing? Oh, you got Lucina over Mario. That's interesting. Okay, so I did. Let me move mine. Sorry. I did DK Mario Lucina. Gavin did DK Mario Lucina. Charles did Lucina DK Mario. Interesting. And then Marcus also did DK Lucina Mario. For DK, I think like his side B is pretty niche anyway, right?
I would just be cooking everyone.
So Bowser's side B is so broken, and you combine that with DK's down B that still exists and his back air. Woof, bro. Like, I don't even know. It's probably my least favorite thing about fighting Bowser, and he's way worse than DK is. So yeah. You give him that side B, and it just, to me.
Side B is the move I would change first. For Donkey Kong in general. So having a new side B in general is really nice.
And it being a command grab is like probably the best perfect, thing you could want. Yeah. Like Donkey Kong.
Music to my ears, bro.
Better than a slow shield breaker, you know?
Yeah, it's a weird move.
Well, it's the both tools you're trying to deal with shield, but usually shield breakers in this game don't actually break like 80% plus shields. So usually shield breaker moves are not really shield breakers. The attack
isn't good enough either.
Yeah, they're just, oh, I'm going to make my opponent's shield low and then play from there and, like, poke them or whatever. But just straight up grabbing is already insane.
Yeah, big damage. Who wants to go first?
I kind of started. I guess I can keep going. That's fine. So is Mario with Lucario side B? I was torn between these last two. I just felt like Lucina getting a different counter didn't change her that much. Like, I felt like it was similar, you know? I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong. Like, maybe I'm undervaluing Sora's counter.
Or maybe you just don't know how bad Lucina's counter is.
Yeah, it's so bad. Maybe. But I think giving my... I almost had Lucina at number two because Mario kind of almost always kills you off a grab anyway is what I was kind of thinking. I'm like, with that command, you know, not like literally, but you know what I'm saying? But giving Mario an extra threat on your shield, that sounds so scary, especially one that you can't do anything about. Like with his grab combos and stuff, you can DI or like whatever. Like you can kind of mix a little bit. But side B from Lucario... You don't have Aura Sphere to generate that pressure on shield like Lucario does, you know, like that multi-hit threat that Mario's...
The full hop mini game gets pretty interesting.
Yeah.
And the side B off stage, I think, is interesting too with Aura. Like it feels more consistent. And I know Sora's counter is better, but maybe I didn't value it enough, but that was my thinking on Mario. He's already a scary character anyway, and you give him something that scales like that, and it's like... I don't know. It sounds so stressful to deal with.
I like the. I mean, did everyone have Donkey Kong 1 or?
No, I had Lucina 1.
Charles had Lucina number 1.
And then DK and then Mario.
And then DK and then Mario.
Okay. Yeah. I think. For Mario. He loses Kate, man. He loses a reflector. Like that's big.
It's a big loss. Yeah.
Like, oh, I didn't even think of that. Dang, that's true.
He didn't lose his reflector. I actually would have put him above Lucina, but I don't know. Like I feel like it comes.
We're just hitting the straight up upgrade button on Lucina because Sora. It's like between. I mean, the best counters in the game are what? Arsene counter, Sora counter, Sephiroth counter. Sephiroth counter being like the one that's not as consistent, but it hits the hardest. And then to me, Arsene Sora counter are like they will always hit you. If you hit this counter, time freezes. Boom.
That is true.
That's just how it rolls. So that is hitting every time and giving to me Lucina is so what doesn't make Lucina as consistent offstage. I think she is one of the best characters at edge guarding in general. She can reset to the ledge. She's particularly very strong at edge guarding low. If you get hit by sour hit up B to ledge, that combos into up back air, right? Let's drop the wooden back air. The only thing Lucina can't really do very well is edge guard high. You have to position yourself really high with a full hop off a platform or the stage and then double jump back air. But it just makes Lucina's low edge guards even more consistent because you can just drop counter and it's just over. So you just threaten, like you just position yourself like, oh, hey, if you double jump here, I will destroy you. So you can't do that. And then you sink to ledge, drop counter, and then usually.
Sora's counter is so crazy because it starts off kind of like chill. And then he just slaps you and it's like super violent.
Yeah. And it's just like... just some of the qualities of it, like the way it like deals with projectiles and like you can't recover his banjo if you try because it's technically it like takes you out of the side B state or whatever. I don't know, it's like a huge benefit to her. And that was the main thing I was thinking about with Chuck was the edge guarding. Like that character is floaty. Like, she's gonna be out there like pressuring you,
and then you get a couple chances to do it.
Yeah, where like that current counter, like Fox just up bees and like goes past the counter, and you're like, bro, that Fox up B is,
bro, if your counter is not working on Fox up B, pack the fuck up. Like, your counter is booty.
So it'll help her like against zoners, because you could just, you literally can spam it. Yeah. Especially Min Min, which is a really weird thought, but it freezes Min Min, so she could approach. Sora doesn't normally get there in time, but Lucina would.
Wow. No, I think you guys have convinced me. I think that's great. And it's interesting because I think now that you're talking about Sora's counter and how it works, and it's just better and more consistent than Lucina's, I know we talk about it quite a bit, but I think they beta test new things with new characters in at the end of, like they did with Bayo and Cloud at the end of Smash 4. Maybe they're looking to revamp how counters work, because Sora's counter is like, it just works consistently compared to other counters. It's not like special. It's not like Sephiroth's, like how insane his is and like whatever. It's just like a good counter. Like, it is Marth and Lucina's counter, but like new, like V2.0 or something. You know what I'm saying? So I wonder if they're trying to figure out a way to like lock in and make counters more consistent, work more. I mean, in general, they've always been trying to make things like tweak a little bit, like tweak things a little bit and make them work a little bit better.
Like, like
rapid jabs and jabs and stuff.
Have less counters.
Well, yeah, but
yeah. Less berries, less counters. Like, but that's a whole different conversation.
Okay.
I got the third one.
My third one was like kind of whack, but we're back. All right. So here's the lineup. We got Fox with Game and Watch up B.
Okay. Good Lord. I'm right now.
Wait, we didn't even talk about.
Oh, wait. What? Sorry. Did you want to
talk? No, we're good.
Oh, we're good. Okay. So the first one, if you guys want to talk about something else, we could.
No. Sorry. Go.
LG. All right.
Fox with Game and Watch up B. Then we have Donkey Kong with Monado Arts. Then we have Bayonetta with Corrin up air.
Bro.
Oh, dude.
You're cooking, bro.
You see.
Bro.
You're going crazy, bro.
I'm down to talk before we even make the decision. So let's establish one thing. Like, Fox can guarantee up air after the Game Watch up view, right? Like, for sure.
It's your question. What percent?
I mean, any percent? I mean,
feels right next to you,
dude. You're like when Game and Watch does the up B and then goes into up air, like you're right above Game and Watch. So I feel this like, damn, you're done already. This is tough. I've been thinking. About,
I think I'm done too, honestly.
Yeah,
I know what I want it. I know what I want it to be, but I think the very the most powerful one is.
I don't know. I think you could argue two of them for number one, to be honest. I think you could.
It was very fun. I think mine is going to be pretty lit.
Me too. I think we might have the same one, Gavin, I think.
No, I meant like my three after.
Oh, I see.
Y'all got time to think? I was on the spot. What the?
Actually, no, I'm switching to
I don't know how strong DK was.
I'm switching my one or two.
Like, what if with jump art, can you just like ding dong people at fucking 20 or 30? Like,
think about grabbing them and geez, dude. Like,
can you just jump up while they're cargoed and this
just jump on the battlefield platform?
Just jump
the top one
and hit the platform and then jump again and then toss.
You would be a violent ass character.
Dude, speed art dash attack.
Bro, is Fox the worst one? That's insane.
Yes.
Yeah, I think
no. Yeah, we don't have to show. Like, that shit is ass in comparison, bro.
Yeah.
What, Fox and Game & Watch up B? Bro, low key. Yes.
In comparison, that shit is butt.
I don't know.
And it's not like I gave Fox a bad move either. I was like,
fucking crazy, bro.
I mean, it's not. I mean, there are a lot of uses for the up B. But like, Bayo,
dude. Because think about it, you can't edge guard Fox anymore. Edge guarding Fox would be.
I was thinking not edge guarding Fox is such a big thing.
I have a new main.
Yeah, you do. Yeah. So we all agree DK's number one, right? Like, let's just get that. Like, let's. I had Fox.
I don't think so.
You did not have Fox.
I don't think so.
All right, reveal it.
Bro. You don't think so, bro?
Hold on.
Benefiting the most.
Put the pens down.
I think if I fought Donkey Kong with Monado Arts as Diddy Kong, I would still win.
What about Fox with Game
One? That's such a weird way to look at it. It's literally one matchup. It probably is one of his worst ones.
But I'm just, as soon as he said Bayo has corn up air, I decided I was maining that shit.
I thought you meant Donkey Kong, honestly. That's funny.
I mean, are we ready to reveal? I'm ready.
Yeah, let's reveal. This is closer than I thought. I said DK Fox, Bayo. I don't know. Fox.
Okay, all have Fox as the worst, right?
No, I have Fox at two.
Oh.
I think that's so silly, bro. I really think
two and three are closer than we think.
I do too. Yeah, I also think that's fair. Like I'm not mad at any of
the thing, and I have the same list as him, so we're vibing.
Because
I just don't.
I mean, Fox not being about edgeguard.
That's what I'm saying, dude. Like,
you are not cheesing this character at 50.
You wouldn't have to get that high up on the screen to kill people with that, with Bayo. You wouldn't have to get that high up there.
You would not.
They would just die.
They would simply just
it gives
die.
Her a big disjoint above her too, which is fucking stupid.
They already try to use up air like that in a weird way. Yeah. Now they just get to be super brain dead.
You know, it's funny what made me think of it?
Character. Dude, Korin's up air is a brainless fucking move.
True. And you put it up air. No, that's a good point. Shit.
Like, that shit's just broken all the time. Just every time.
Oh, wait. Did we say for the audio listeners which... I'll do it.
Yeah. So Haz had DK Fox Bayo. Gavin had Bayo DK Fox. Yeah. And so did Charles. Yep. And then Marcus had
DK Bayo Fox.
DK Bayo Fox. Okay. Wow. Actually, we were pretty split aside from Gavin and Charles. That's cool. I think there's a fair argument for all three of them, honestly. I'm feeling weaker about Fox now, but.
Okay. So I think about Fox and I'm like, yo, you can't edge guard him. But then, like,
you can't touch a shield either.
Yeah, no.
Dude, up B and up air would be fucking foolish.
He becomes an edge guarder.
Yes, yeah, absolutely. I was thinking about that too. Like, yeah.
He's just going to go down there mad quick and just...
Wait.
He's out of shield as stupid as fuck? Like, I don't know,
dude. He still has the limitations of Game Watches.
Does he get the parachute?
He gets the act out of it. He definitely gets the act out of it.
I mean, Fox's air dodge, he can't... So after you up B,
you cannot use specials.
Swing or air dodge. You can't use specials, yeah.
Yeah. And you lose your jump.
And Fox's air dodge is definitely not Game & Watch like directional air dodge up, like air dash to the ledge. It's not.
But you can side B as Fox, then up B, Game & Watch up B. And you can't.
That's fucking crazy. Yeah.
Isn't that fucking wild? Like, I don't know, dude. I hope chat's with me, bro, because I think that is so.
I hear you.
I would love to see the comments.
What
people think about this one.
Donkey Kong with Monado Arts.
It fixes everything that's wrong about the character. Like, it just fixes everything.
Brother is just recovering.
Yes, like, exactly.
He's never going to ledge. He's just
jump jumping. Art. Yeah, jump he's art. Just zoom jumping. In.
Like he,
bro, he'll find Buster, a way to the ass.
Bro, Buster Art, he grabs you and cargos you, and now you're at 150.
Buster Art down tilt, just locking you in place, going 20, and then he trips you and just punches you. Like you just
then he trips you, switches to jump art, grabs you, cargos you off the top, by like not even doing the ding dong, just off the throw.
Yo, he's switching arts in cargo
throw. Wait, that shouldn't be a thing.
Wait a minute.
He would just lose the art. But like if he just like speed art, you're suddenly scared. Like,
oh, I didn't even think of
speed art. Think about speed art, speed art back air, speed art side B.
I'm not that scared.
Oh my!
He doesn't have like a great rising aerial.
Someone give Noodle this mod.
He gets higher. What's it called? Like fast fall. Like his short hops lower, and he will fall faster. Mm-hmm. Isn't Nair pretty safe?
Aerials. He doesn't go towards you with them.
But he couldn't he if like his he Nair could, yes. Like if he's crossing you up,
it wouldn't be that good though.
I mean, speed art with his dash attack is something to be afraid of. Like, you legit have to be afraid of that.
I just think you can't edgeguard him anymore, bro.
Nah.
Gavin's picturing camping it with Banana, by the way. Everyone else is picturing everything else.
Like, so, by some things, yeah.
By some things.
Bro, think about the chances he gets. You activate shield art.
Buster
you...
does sound fucked up.
Buster's insane. With his grab and his range, dude, I don't know.
I feel like jump and shield are like the things that stand out to me the most. All of them are good, obviously, but...
Because
with jump art, if you're on the ledge, you can ledge drop, double jump, air dodge.
If he had Monado Arts, he would demolish Snake.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
bro. And like, Snake tries jump art. Jump.
Like just Rob tries there. To go up and over jump
it's,
art.
I think it's DK number one, and I don't think it's close. Yeah, to be honest with you.
Yeah. Nah, dude, it's Bayo, bro.
Bayo is for me a close second, but.
No.
Is Bayo killing you at zero?
No.
Or 30% off up
your well,
30? Is
my question. Yeah.
The thing well, is, the thing is, the thing, like,
zero dude, the wrong spot. Would
become a lot easier.
Zero on platform. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And platform if you get the cross up the eye on up air, they're cooked.
What about Bayo with Rob's up air? Now we're talking.
That's what? Also above.
That's probably better. I don't know.
I don't think it's better than Corrin's, but it's funny.
Because you can't
start,
thinking
the cross up start the a combo with
Rob. Dude, there's
there.
No... If like, you can
do
hit
land and Bayo up
air. It doesn't matter what you're doing. You're dead. Corrin's up air is all the same shit.
No matter the SDI. It doesn't like, matter how far
what about Sora's up air instead?
I that that's
the same thing.
I
those are two
we're talking about Sora counter,
that are very
of it.
Easy attacks to use nice. In Smash Bros. Ultimate at a high level. And if Bayonetta had that, it would be really easy to just kill everyone.
Yes.
Would it be worse in Smash 4? Because Bayo's up here in Smash 4 wasn't that strong. It was just
dude, it
so
was
high
broken.
In the air.
It was good.
It was
yeah.
so broken.
It scaled.
So imagine if it was Corrin's.
Yeah.
Dude, it was so
is it fast? Is Corrin's fast enough to combo?
You can absolutely get. Which twist to in a Corrin?
Yeah, it would be free.
Free.
It'd be free. Free all the time.
Absolutely, yes.
I still think it's DK.
Yeah, it would actually work better than Bayo's up air because Bayo's up air starts from behind her, right?
Behind, yeah.
That's yeah, what so I'm saying. Actually, yeah. It would be easier to combo.
Oh, nice. Okay. It's DK. Anyway.
DK's weaknesses would still be there.
Nope. No, they wouldn't. Anyway. No, is what I'll say to that. No.
See, that's why I like the Fox argument because a lot of his big weaknesses are getting covered at the same time.
I still
time
say now. Fox, bro. I still think that's crazy. I still think he's number two. I know Bayo would be insane, but dude. God, I would love to sit in a friendly session if Paris had fucking Fox's up B. Or had Game & Watch's up B. That shit would be hilarious.
I'm trying to think of like
what do you do? Like, what do you do?
Applications outside of recovery.
Yes, it would be.
And like him
mashing the fuck out of it. It's crazy.
I mean, it's a like Fox running at you and
he basically
shielding
does that
be,
shit
like,
right now anyway with Perry. Like
I kind of thought that too. Is like obviously it'll fix a lot and it'll help, but is it more than the other ones? That's the question. But
it's just winning in the
I'm saying Atento's down. I don't care.
If it gave him the ability to kill easier, then I would for sure say Fox with Game Watch OB.
Nice.
Like if he had a command grab or something, my goodness, I should have given Fox
Bowser BK. Side B.
Kazuya down B.
Give Fox electric.
No.
Yeah.
He
already has that.
Well, what does he do after the first electric at zero? Because he doesn't have a way to like soft spike you back down. So it's not like he's gonna loop you. He's just gonna like get
full
electric.
Full hop dare. We both had the same.
Well, yeah, into up air. But what happens after
into
that?
Into electric.
Nair up smash happens after that.
Well, he has to win neutral.
Electric Nair up smash is very funny.
Kazuya doesn't have
to... Oh, wait, that's what Fox does already. Oh.
He hates Fox.
Wow.
Okay.
That's crazy. All right, Gav, I think you get the last one.
Big Gav, yeah.
All right. Last one. This is my favorite one.
It's yours.
And I hope it succeeds. Ridley with Meta Knight Dare.
All right, hold on. Give me a second. Let me write these down real quick.
Does the hitbox scale with Ridley?
I was hoping y'all would figure that out, but how about we just say no?
Okay.
But like, yeah, no, okay.
All right.
Yeah, Ridley pulls out the sword. He's like,
dude,
oh, it's terrible. Appreciate you, man.
Okay, go on, go on. Appreciate you.
Pikachu with Pichu down tilt.
Ooh, that fucking moves.
And my last one, I'm deciding between two ideas. Let's see.
We could just put Ridley at the bottom like this.
Dang, Ridley.
Rob with Mithra F tilt.
I appreciate it, man. Thanks.
What?
Wait, what
is Ridley might not be at the bottom.
Are these two weird?
They're all bad.
Wait. So what is Rob doing after he hits his Mithra F tilt?
Figure it out, bro.
I like his F tilt as it is, to be honest with you.
Suddenly, Ridley isn't at the bottom.
Hmm.
Wait, I have to do this too. Shit.
B
Yes, we do.
So Ridley with Meta Knight down air. We got Rob with Mythra forward tilt. And the
Pikachu
second one was
Pikachu with Pichu's down tilt. What the fuck?
Is this even?
What? I don't know.
What was a better dare to give him? I wanted to give him a dare. I wanted to give him a dare that he could like use multiple times.
All these characters get moves that slightly change them, except for Ridley. This is.
I think you might be underestimating a little bit.
I'm hearing. No, I'm hearing you. But
I think it's all kind of crazy.
Rob with Mythra F tilt. Bro, he already has down tilt.
I know, but F tilt too.
Down tilt, down tilt.
To be fair, it's hard to give Rob an upgrade.
I love his F tilt already.
The game and watch matchup.
Hey, that's a big one.
Honestly,
yeah. Zama bitches about that matchup a lot. Yeah,
I got you, bro.
I can't. We.
I don't know, dude. I don't.
Honestly,
I don't care. I'm just writing shit down.
Wow, this. I'm sorry. I suck. I guess
you hyped it up too. Is the problem?
I know. I was like excited. Problem. I was like, it's about to be
the Ridley one would be really fun.
You overthought it. You gotta be dumber. Like Falco with Bayonetta's down B, Bowser with Rob side B, and Wolf with.
My other one was a secret one. Do you guys want to add a fourth one? No.
No, you already beefed it, bro. It's gonna be
can we give him a second chance? Like it was gonna be right, getting... if we all have the same full three, if we all have the same three, you should just get a second chance.
All right, just... Charles and Marcus, check your DMs.
I'm checking.
Wait, what? Like where? On what? What?
Bro, he did.
Wait, are we good?
I need a second.
He's sending DMs.
That's added Charles to the group. I'm not looking at this past that.
It's about something else.
That is really funny. I'm not looking.
You looked. I didn't write that, Marcus. You totally. Looked. You already locked in, didn't you?
Yeah, I did. Yeah.
I'm locked
in. I don't know, dude.
Just,
I know. Who cares?
Dang, Hez is not a fan.
Bro, I was so locked in because he hyped it up. If he didn't hype it up,
exactly. Yeah, we'd be fine.
Yeah, oh my gosh.
All right, I'm ready to show. I guess.
Yeah. Oh,
all right. 3, 2, 1, show.
This is.
I had Rob because of the Game & Watch matchup, as we all know.
Oh, it's a Game & Watch
matchup. Wait, you made fun of my Rob one just to put it at number one?
Yeah, dude, it helps in the Game & Watch matchup. I'm going to help you all
know. Oh, okay.
Sorry, I'm trolling. I'm sorry.
Wow, Haz, you're so knowledgeable.
I think everybody had Pika outside of Haz.
That would be nasty for Pikachu, bro.
Yeah, you're sacrificing tech chasing down tilt for a fucking combo star launcher.
Down tilt,
like, a Marvelous Capcom 3 launcher. Yeah. Like.
You just continue your lightning loops for fun. Yo. Yeah.
Yep.
What? All right, Gav, try again. Like mine was bad, but like that out. Was.
I have no more.
All right, I had one more actually, if we want to, you know.
I was thinking, what if I gave him like Wario Dare
Gap, like
better look next
week. 37 characters.
Dude, there are so many broke. We need to pick more broken moves.
Oh, dude!
I think I have a fun one to end it. And it's kind of like the theme is like kind of echoes getting different moves and like seeing how it benefit them. So let me. I had it before.
Oh right. The echoes.
This is the last one.
Yeah. Yeah, this is a good one.
Y'all are sleeping on mine.
This one sucks, actually. So, see?
Y'all are sleeping.
Okay, I mean.
All right, so it's Ken with Ryu's up air. Wait. Ken with Ryu's fireball. Changing it. Mario with Luigi's down B. Gavin, don't. Fox with Falco's back air.
I suggested this before we went live.
I thought I suggested it. Well, you get credit then, Gav. This is a good one. Nice job. That shit's crazy.
Wait, but Fox and Falco aren't Echoes.
You know what I mean. Close enough. Neither are Mario and Luigi, technically. I don't even think Mario and Doc are they? I don't think they are. I think they're technically different characters because it's like Melee era stuff.
Yeah. What?
Okay, Luigi. Easy. I know the correct answer. Next.
Gavin's rage quitting the podcast. No. No, Gavin, no.
Ken's with Ryu's Fireball? Really?
That shit's crazy.
I like Ken's with Ryu up air, dude.
You think that's better? You think that's a bigger change?
I think that's
it would have been better? Way better, bro.
Really?
Well, okay, I don't know. I mean,
well, we're the sleep emote, dude.
It's probably still be the same. Yeah,
we're picking projectiles out here, like
up air. You're right.
Okay. Yeah. Combos. Yeah.
Well, it's like Ken. All right, whatever.
Bro, this is hard. I don't know. Like
this one. This one's tough. Luigi Dombey's very good.
It is very good.
I can't even remember. Oh, Flood.
But Fox's back air doesn't kill, so having him, exactly. Like Fox having a killing back air, like, whoa.
That's pretty nice. He still has his dash attack.
What?
I know.
Is that even good? Like,
I don't know.
Ken with. So is Ryu's up air, not fireball?
Does that change your order?
Nope.
Marcus?
I don't know.
I think I haven't pan out significantly, by the way.
Like, I agree.
Like, probably more than Ryu's up air.
I also agree.
Yeah, the fireball is probably better.
Chuck.
What? I was tunnel vision on the combos, but then I thought about Matt.
Ken already combos you really well, is what I'd say. And his up air is not that bad. Like, Ryu's is way better. But
okay.
Ken's a serviceable. No, leave it. Whatever. Who cares? It's too late. Better luck next week to me.
What college are you guys going to go to?
Dude, I was going to make that my next top three colleges that we want to go to.
Yeah. That's the next whiteboard content.
This is a good one, though. True.
All right, I'm ready.
All right, we'll show on 3, 2, 1, show.
I'm struggling.
Ooh, we got a good mix here. So Has wrote Fox, Mario, Ken. Gavin wrote Mario, Fox, Ken, which is actually what I really wrote. Marcus wrote Fox, Ken, Mario, which I
did Fireball.
That's fine. Fireball. I wouldn't change my answer even if... Would I change my answer if it's Ken's Fireball? That's okay. And then Charles wrote Fox, Mario, Ken. I think the easy thing with Fox is how many times have we seen that? That's the fakest kill screen in the fucking game is Fox's back air.
You died up having that back air.
Having that shit back, yeah, I can see, that's like, yeah.
Sour dash attack, back air.
Back air.
Wait, Gavin, do you have Mario first?
Yeah.
Why? Because I had him first too originally.
I think all the scenarios where up B, where you are forced to go for up B and you know it won't kill, down B would very likely kill.
And he has RNG, like he could just down B to get out of bad spots. Too.
You'd have to double jump.
One less up air, right?
Yes.
Yeah, you have to double jump with the down B. Is down B stronger than down air from Mario?
Ain't no way.
Luigi's?
Yeah, it is.
It feels like it is.
Base knockback?
I think so.
Ain't no way.
It feels like it is, yeah. They're probably similar.
I feel like
they would figure some shit out, bro.
I think also just having it as like a bailout option is good. Yeah, exactly.
It's like not. It's like kind of. It's obviously big nice. Mario's already like mobile in the air.
Yeah,
And he has like also pure versus fireball. Like he has,
and he has Nair. Which is kind of a combo breaker or whatever.
Yeah.
Because it already kind of forces like the respect of the reversal.
True. Glad I put Fox first.
Also, I'm pretty sure he would actually still have down throw down B at percents where if they DI wrong, they die. The percents where you do down throw rar bear, you would just do down B.
That should be crazy. I will say Ken with Ryu's up air is very nice.
Can we just do like falling up air? down B in the middle of the stage too at certain percents.
Probably.
Like, nah, this is the best one, bro.
I like it.
Bro, Stand Fox on 10 toes, bro. Stand
down tilt would always be death.
Fox is nuking you.
I know, but like
Fox nuking you is crazy. Oh,
think about Fox nuking you.
I know, but as, like Mario would actually kill you.
I wonder, as a Fox player, I wish we should ask Paris which one he'd prefer, like the ability to kill easier or the ability to recover easier.
Game lock up over Falcobacker.
Not even the specific moves, just like
what would you want more in tournament? In a tournament scenario, would you like to get back on the stage more consistently? Would you want to steal out socks easier?
Because I feel like those are his two biggest complaints. So I'm kind of curious which one he would
hates more.
Yeah, and I mean, then dying at zero kind of sucks.
Ken getting Ryu's up airs is a nice little upgrade, though, for sure. Like, really nice. That's true. If you do the fireballs, it changes his neutral a lot. Like, if he could throw a slow fireball and then dash behind it, like, oh.
Okay, true. The fireball.
I'm saying, bro, upgrade, I think the fireball is a way bigger upgrade and would have been a more interesting conversation, but I got sleep reacted on by two people, so I changed my answer. I guess okay. That's on me. I should have stood on business. I knew that was a better one.
Yeah, so. You're the show domain.
My fault. I gave up. Yeah, that was my fault. I'll do better next week. That was fun. All right, chat. Who had the best ones?
Like, my mind was on the spot. Everybody else got to think for 20 minutes.
Was still worse, though.
Yours was great.
Gross.
Gavin's was fine, but he hyped it up. So that's all you got to do is come into it next time and be like, mine suck. And then you have a banger. And it's like, wow.
There you go.
Almost makes up for last week.
Wait.
Okay.
Simon with Richter's down B.
I hate.
Got him.
Peach with Daisy's up B.
Holy shit.
Dude, I almost made that joke, actually. Like, just picking Echoes and they have the same moves. Damn it. Two halves of one whole idiot. Great. Good stuff. That was fun. I hope everyone has a good holiday. Take us out, Big Gav.
Thanks for supporting the show, as always. We do Patreon bonus content every week over at patreon.com/tweaktalks. If you're interested in improving in Ultimate, I also do Metafy lessons, metafy.gg/@tweak. And that's about it. Happy holidays, and we'll see you guys next time.